Well, one balmy evening in the South Pacific, a Navy ship spied smoke coming from one of three huts on a deserted, uncharted island. Upon arriving at the shore, the crew was met by a shipwreck survivor. He said, "I'm so glad you're here. I've been alone on this island for over 20 years. The captain replied, "If you're alone, why do I see three huts?" The survivor answered, "Well, I live in one hut, and I go to church in another hut." The captain asked, "Well, what about the third hut?" The shipwreck survivor said, "Well, that's where I used to go to church." Yeah, if you looked it up in America today, there's over 40,000 different Christian denominations. Take a look sometime in the yellow pages or the white pages, and take a look at how many different churches there are even in America. And the last time I counted, it was like 40,000 different Christian denominations. Incredible, 40,000. They keep breaking off, splintering more and more. Every week, every month, more and more denominations keep breaking off of other denominations. But if we go back to the original church that Christ founded, we find it is the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. It goes all the way back to the time of Christ. It was founded by Jesus upon Peter and the apostles. Jesus always referred to the church as his bride. And Jesus is a monogamist. He's not a polygamist. Jesus has one bride. He has his church that he founded 2,000 years ago. And that's what today's gospel is about. It's about the parables of the kingdom. Now, sometimes the parables of the kingdom are referring to the kingdom of heaven, referring to eternal life with God and the angels and the saints. But other times, when it talks about the parables of the kingdom of God, it's referring to the kingdom of God on earth, and that is the church. So there's two very short parables tonight. The first one we'll look at is he compares the church or the kingdom of God on earth to a mustard seed because it begins in such a tiny way and yet it grows to a very large plant. And growing up as a kid, I went to Montessori school. We had a very good Catholic Montessori school and both my sisters went there as well. And one of the things that they had, they have a lot of, you know, physical objects. One of the things they had was a little jar of mustard seeds. A little jar of mustard seeds. And you know how tiny they are? They're like a little black speck. Like a little black speck of sand. Smaller than a grain of sand. In fact, 20,000 mustard seeds would equal 1 ounce. That's how many, if you wanted an ounce, imagine 20,000 mustard seeds equal 1 ounce. Well, when you plant it, within a few weeks, it grows 10 to 20 feet. It grows very rapidly, very quickly, even within a few weeks after it's planted. So Jesus is saying that the church is like a mustard seed. It begins very small. In fact, it began with just 12 apostles. Jesus started the church with just 12 apostles. But pretty soon, at Pentecost, it grew to 3,000 members within a short period of time. And then the apostles went all over the world. Thomas went to India and James went to Spain. And Paul and Peter went to Rome. And the church began to grow. And so that little mustard seed of the church, which began 2,000 years ago as a little speck, has now 1.2 billion members throughout the world. That's how many Catholics there are today. 1.2 billion members. And it says that this plant will spread its branches so that all the birds of the sky can nest within it. And this is referring to not only Jewish converts to the faith, but Gentile converts to the faith as well. It's referring to all the nations will be embraced by the Catholic Church. And there are members of the church in every country, every nation on earth has members of the church. These birds of the sky have nested in the arms of Holy Mother Church. So that's the parable of the mustard seed, of how it begins with just 12 members, the 12 apostles, and is now 1.2 billion members. And then the last parable of the kingdom has to do with how the church grows, how God's seed is scattered, and it grows day and night. But then eventually, it'll produce the ear, and then the blade, and then the full grain in the ear. But then, at the end, the sickle will come, and the harvest will be taken up. So Jesus is telling us in this parable that the church will have both the good and the bad, and the church will have saints and sinners. And as you know, Pope Francis has said that the Catholic Church is not a shrine for saints, but it's a field hospital for sinners. We're here being wounded in this world, and so the church helps us to heal our wounds through confession, through anointing of the sick, strengthens us by the Holy Eucharist. So the church is a hospital for sinners so that we become saints. That's what the church is all about. But between now and the second coming of Christ at the end of time, when Jesus comes to judge the living and the dead, he comes with to do the harvest and to wield his sickle. Up until that time, both the good and the bad will continue to grow within the church. But ultimately, it all gets sorted out and the harvest will come. Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. And so we're members of the church, and we go to confession, we receive the Eucharist, we get anointed, we receive the sacraments so that our wounds are healed, so we become the saints that God wants us to be. So these are the two parables that Jesus gives us tonight in the gospel. One about the mustard seed, how it grows so rapidly and so quickly and becomes the largest of all the trees, as the Catholic Church has become the largest of all the denominations, all the religions, 1.2 billion. And then we have the fact that the church will last until the end of time. And the church will only end when Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, when he comes to bring in the harvest and to wield his sickle. So until then, the Catholic Church cannot be destroyed. I remember there was a story that I think Napoleon was bragging to the Pope that he was going to destroy the Catholic Church within 5 years. And the Pope humorously said, "Napoleon, if all the cardinals and bishops and priests have not been able to destroy the Catholic Church in the last 2,000 years, there's no way that you'll be able to destroy it in five." But we do know that the Catholic Church will last until the end of time, until Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead.